Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the 41st Annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atoka Livestock Auction. The Limousine and Limflex offering will include 60 breeding-age bulls and 31 females, pairs and breds. Complete information data will be available on all bulls. View the catalog at AmericanCattleServices.com. For more information, contact American Cattle Services, 580-597-3006. The Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, December 3rd, Atoka Livestock Auction.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Traders have been patiently waiting for cash cattle to trade before buying into the market. Limited cash activity took place yesterday at steady prices, but that was enough for traders to at least know cash will trade no worse than steady this week. This generated more aggressive buying, but not enough to result in triple-digit gains. Feedlots are holding for higher prices with $1 to $2 higher anticipated. Box B prices were mixed with choice up 14 cents, select down 81 cents. Feeder cattle reacted to lower corn prices, posting triple-digit gains. Hogs were a bit of a surprise, though, posting strong gains, but with support from both cutouts and cash, the gains were justified. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed a gain of $2.15, with cutouts gaining $1.65. The easing of COVID restrictions in China could result in more pork demand from the country. This triggered more aggressive buying of futures. Last week, export sales were good with hopes of similar or better sales on the report, despite last week being a holiday week. Weaker wheat prices overnight, with most contracts down 5 to 7 cents following the solid bounce posted the day prior. Month end and the first trading day of a new month always bring come under a microscope for possible clues on fund positioning. Many are attributing the buying yesterday as simply evening up of positions on the final day of November. How sentiment later Thursday goes could offer clues about price action into the new year, although it will be difficult to alter the prevailing downward bias and place over the last several months. Easier corn prices overnight with most contracts down 2 to 3 cents as futures work on a third lower close in a row. Corn continues to be the same old song and dance with consolidating trade inside a 20 to 25 cent range as market participants wait for key developmental weather in South America. Mixed trade overnight with soy meal posting small gains while soybean trade lower and soybean oil plunges in a continuation of the sell-off, which began during yesterday's session. Futures coming up in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle up 40, 153.07. February up 87, 155.67. January feeder cattle up 247, 180.47. March up 227, 183.45. December hogs up $1.82, 82.90. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 12 and a quarter at 9.13 and a quarter. March up 12 and three quarters, 8.99 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December up 13 and three quarters, 7.71 and a half. March up 14. Cents, 7.95 and a half. December corn down 3 3/4, 6.62. March down 2 1/2, 6.67. January soybeans up 10 cents, 14.69 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.